This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Jenny McBride is in the Sundial Writers' Corner today. She and her family have lived from coast to coast, and although they've chosen to settle in the Deep South, every now and then Jenny still finds herself longing for a true winter wonderland.
Well, I've thought about it, and I now know why I cannot live in a beautiful place like Vermont or Maine or any place north of Tennessee. We've traveled through these states on a leisurely drive, taking us from Chicago to Bar Harbor. On the return trip, we're riding west on Highway 17 in New York, taking the long way home, and looking at the beautiful scenery of early August. Wildflowers festoon the roadsides. Farms with well-maintained buildings sit on fields dotted with stands of maple, oak, and hickory, which will turn into a brilliant canvas of color in another 2 months. Pine, spruce, and Douglas fir grace the rolling hillsides. I can envision them looking dressed in winter finery, diamond snow sparkling on their branches. I think to myself, it would be so nice to live in such a beautiful place. I love snow. I love the way it makes the landscape fresh and new, a white wonderland. I love the way the air smells so clean after a snowfall. I love the way it mutes sounds, and I love walking in it, playing in it. I really do enjoy it. So would living in Vermont or New York be such a bad thing? But then suddenly an image comes to me of what this very highway we're driving on in the brilliant summer will look like 2 days after a big snow. The snow has been plowed to the side of the road in large banks and has blackened from exhaust fumes. The road itself is gutted, narrowed, and dangerous. And it's not just driving. Melted puddles of snow are constantly on the floor where people come in from outside stamping their boots, not only to knock the snow off, but to get some feeling back into their feet. Dressing warmly enough is a chore, and getting the wet clothes off again is a challenge. Wind chills chap the skin, and snow blindness is always a possibility on any sunny day. But the biggest problem up here in this landscape that is so lovely in the summertime is that the pretty snow, which turns ugly so quickly, stays and stays and stays. Other snows come and blanket the area in beauty again briefly, until you're screaming inside, "Leave already!" Cabin fever sets in. In April, there are still dirty clumps of it in shaded areas, and you don't know for certain that you won't get a blizzard in the middle of the month. So I live in a place where it snows, sometimes magically. When it snows, I can go out and enjoy the dreamy white world, taste a flake on my tongue, feel my nose and feet tingle. I can take awesome photos, make some snowballs to throw playfully at my husband, and see marks of our tramping through the yard and down the street. I do love snow, but the best thing about it here is it will be gone within a week.
Jenny McBride, a realist, now enjoys the lovely pictures of snow-covered mountains and driveways. She retired her snow shovel years ago. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.